The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are the Lord. Be thou glorified. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh Lord, we worship you. We say that you will just reveal to our minds, our spirit, your will, that our life will just be done according to your own blueprint in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. As we round up our study on Abigail, I will want us to look at some of the tools that Abigail used to be able to go through that situation in our life without sinking into the situation, without becoming a psychiatric case, without getting into depression. And she was still able to go on in life, fulfilling all the will of God in our lives. Let's go again to verse 1 Samuel chapter 25 and see some of the things that Abigail did. We will see that Abigail was humble. She was a woman of humility. And when we are humble, this will help us a lot in life to be able to accomplish for the Lord, because the Lord will be able to pass through our lives. Let's look at 1 Samuel 25, verse 41. She bowed down with her face to the ground and said, "Here is your maidservant, ready to serve you and wash the feet of my master's servants." This happened after the death of Nabal. 10 days after that, Nabal was sick. He died 10 days after that sickness. And Abigail remarried. David came for Abigail to marry her. And this was what she said in that same chapter 25, that when David was coming, then David sent word to Abigail, asking her to become his wife. His servants went to Carmel and said to Abigail, "David has sent us to you and take you to become his wife." Verse 41, she bowed down with her face to the ground and said, "Here is your maidservant, ready to serve you." Ready to serve you. Marriage is service, and wash the feet of my master's servants. Now we can see that Abigail was humble. As a matter of fact, washing demonstrates her great love and devotion. Just as Jesus Christ demonstrated his love to the disciples in that John 13 verse 5. So also, we can serve in our marriage if only we can be humble. If we are not humble, then we cannot serve. We can learn this from Abigail, that Abigail was able to do this. Meekness is not weakness. You know, so many times we believe that to be meek means that one is weak. But actually, it's in our meekness that the strength of the Lord is geared towards serving. It is only when you are meek, when you are humble, that you can serve your spouse, that you can serve your children. Otherwise, you will believe that they are using you. They are not using you. It's just that the Lord have anointed you for service. And the more of the anointing or service you receive, the more of lives that you are building up. Only God knows how much influence Abigail will have had in that big household of David. teaching them what is patience and endurance and the ability to use patience to break a man. You know, it's when we are patient that you can break your husband. It's not how much of yelling or screaming, but your patience is what is going to break your husband, to mold your husband to become what God has called him to be. The smaller we are in our attitude, that is in that meekness, in that humility, the more God is able to fill us, to use us as his hands, as his feet, to reach others. Abigail offered to wash the feet of servants of God. Don't forget that that is not even the feet of David. Those were the feet of the servants of David that were sent to Abigail. So it's not as if that she was saying that, okay, at last I get someone that is going to remove all my grief, all my problem. That is just her attitude. How much are you able to humble yourself to be able to serve in your home? How much as you receive the grace to humble yourself to serve everyone around you? Or anytime you do that, do you see that as being used or being mistreated? The more we are able to serve, the more of the ability of Jesus that will go through us. Another thing that this woman was able to use was that she did not allow worry to rob her of her joy. Don't forget that the meaning of Abigail is joy of the Father. Worry is a destructive weapon. Worry of what the future holds. Worry of whether you are going to have sickness, whether you are going to be taken care of. Worry about whether your husband will take you on vacation. Worry on the fact that maybe your children will grow up to be successful. Worry robs us of joy. The Lord said it over and over that we should not worry. We should cast our burden on Jesus because he cares for us. Let's look at 1 Peter 5:7 and see what the Bible says about this. 1 Peter 5:7. It says, humble yourself therefore, from verse 6, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due season. Humble yourself, and Abigail had done that. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. All your worries, all your anxiety, cast it on the Lord. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request known. The Bible said that the peace of God that passeth all understanding, including misunderstanding, will guide your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. It is only when we are not anxious that we can receive peace. The Bible said, do not worry. Do not be anxious. By your worry, you cannot add a second to your life. So why do we allow the devil to rob us of our joy? If Abigail had done that, Abigail would have lived a miserable life all her life, because that sadness, that sorrow would have continued with her even to that second marriage with David. But if every second there is worry, you are able to cast that worry on the Lord. He said, cast your care upon me. But don't cast away your confidence. Hebrews 10:35 says, don't cast away your confidence. But Psalm 55:22 says that, cast your care upon the Lord. Cast that care upon him and retain your confidence in the Lord, so that you will know that the more you are able to look unto Jesus and you cast all your anxiety on him, the more you will be receiving that care from the Lord. Another thing that Abigail was able to do that we can learn from is that she makes her victory to be in the Lord and in the word of the Lord. If you look at what she said when David was coming, you know, to come and revenge concerning what Nabal has said, you will see that this woman met David And what she said will let you know that she was not a gossip that goes about spreading gossip or just destroying or just wasting time. She knew she knew what was happening in the history of Israel. She knew the God of Israel. You should read from verse 26. It said, "Now since the Lord has kept you, my master, from bloodshed and from avenging yourself with your own hands, as surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, may your enemies and all who intend to harm my master be like Nabal, and let this gift which your servant has brought to my master be given to the men who follow you. Please forgive your servant's offense, for the Lord will certainly make a lasting dynasty for my master because he fights the Lord's battle." You know, Abigail knew the activities of everything around her. She knew that David was not just a vagabond somewhere, but that she was fighting the Lord's battle. She knew what was going on between him and Saul. She was conversant about the things around her. Also, as women, let us know the things happening around us. Let us get the word of God to let us know the time and season that we are, the timetable of God, what the Lord is doing, and we can get that in the scriptures if we can be reading the word of God. The Bible says also that we should be strong in the Lord, not in flesh and gossip. And that is what we can learn from Abigail. If you look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it said something that all of us just have to know and we have to learn from. Ephesians 6, 10. Please read with me. "Finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the power of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the whole armor of God, so that even when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything, to stand. You will see that in these verses of that Ephesians, Apostle Paul was just saying, stand. You know, the reason is because you should read from that verse 10 to 18, there is provision for everything at the of all parts of our body to protect from the schemes of the devil. But there's no protection for the back. It means that you cannot turn back. It's when you turn back that you're exposing your life to the devil. But stand there. Put on that old armor. Just know the word of God. Then you will pull down the strongholds. Stand on prayers. Put down the strongholds of the devil. Say no to the devil that this is my possession. The Lord has given this unto me. I say no to you. Use the name of Jesus to send the devil away from the life of your husband, for the life of your children. Do not sit down and start to cry and say that you are hopeless, that you are helpless. You are not helpless. You are not hopeless. That's the reason why Jesus died for you. And as you pray, the Lord will do this. Follow the example of Jesus and fight the devil. And the devil will run away from you, just as he did. Then apply the wisdom of the living God. Just as James chapter 3 says, use that wisdom. Don't use the wisdom of the world, but use that wisdom that Abigail used with understanding and knowledge, and your home will be established. I pray that the Lord Almighty will be with you and make that home to be steadfast in the power of the living God. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. You are the architect of marriage. You know everything that we will go through. But you say that all things will work together for good for us, for those who love the Lord, for those that are being called according to his purpose. And so, Lord Jesus, we commit our homes, our lives, our spouse, our children to you, that you give us the grace to serve, give us the anointing to serve, that in that marriage we'll be able to serve you, we'll be able to do your will, we will apply your wisdom, we will not spoil ourselves with philosophy and tradition of men, but we will use the wisdom of the living God. I pray for all the marriages that are going through problems at this time. The Lord give your children, the women in that marriage, wisdom. Receive the wisdom, the anointing in the name of Jesus. The anointing of joy that will strengthen you to be able to continue as a wife in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkely. Stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.